Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark Impastato and Ryan G.
There it is. Hey, we hit the magic button. Well, Happy New Year, dude.
Hey, man. Happy New Year, you know, and Merry Late Christmas. Yeah, you know, we took a little time off here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's, boy, I tell you, I got to be honest with the audience, man. I barely transitioned into the new year with this bronchitis I've been fighting. Holy shit.
I know. This has been the first time in like years I didn't get the happy elf call from you. You're like the happiest dude ever because of the pirate style.
I know. Yeah. Usually I'm sailing with my first mate, Sailor Jerry.
You are, and normally it's hilarious to get that Christmas or New Year's call from you. So it was a bit of
usually
a bummer.
Usually it's naked at 3 a.m.
Where you put on the beret and you go into your you're going to your alter ego. I am Efe.
I do. I put on the aviators and the beret, and I'm like a Nicaraguan general.
I am from Ecuador. I am the Ecuadorian general.
Some random Hispanic country. I'm the
then you got the cigar.
The Italian ruler. Yeah.
I love that. I know whenever I get a call or FaceTime and you're in that outfit, I get jealous because I just
that should
know
be
that.
One of the characters that I do when we have our studio.
I think
El Guapo, the dictator.
Guapo! Is it a plethora? Yeah, so we're going to be hacking both of us this whole episode. We apologize. I have about a good half glass of bourbon to suppress the cough, and I'm hoping that's going to work.
Sorry, guys. I had to hit the cough button on that one, boy. I was going into a fit there. I apologize ahead of time, guys. I will try to manipulate my cough button as much as possible. But yeah, bronchitis had me my dick in the dirt. So, but you know, the benefit was it slowed me up. Yeah. I spent a lot more time chilling with the family, watching movies. I learned some shit.
Ooh!
Shout out to Daniel Boone. This motherfucker is the real deal. You know, you briefly hear about him in books and things. And I'm like, oh, hey, he's one of these dudes that, I don't know, had a squirrel cap running around or something. Or maybe that was the other guy. Dude, I watched History Channel's The Men That Built America, The Frontiersmen.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Just episode one, Daniel Boone and Boonesboro. I was just like, oh, my God, dude. It's
you have to be somewhat of a legend for them to name a specific knife after you, right? So,
I mean, the stuff that those guys went through.
Oh, yeah.
Then I hear about like what guys complain about or what they get medals for today and stuff. And I'm like, bro, these dudes didn't get shit. But
yeah.
Oh, my God, the stuff they went through. Unbelievable. And I didn't realize how important he was to the whole revolution. Being stuck out there beyond the Appalachians, which was forbidden by the king at the time. And then the British kind of paired up with the Indians to take down the fort, but they couldn't take it down. And then the Virginia militia like reinforced them like almost like a week later. No, more than it was like 10 days, 11. I mean, it was crazy. Anyway, so the plus side was I learned some shit.
Well, if you think about like that type of style they were doing, they're like our first special forces, right? They were like, you know, in the woods in the Appalachians, you know,
doing crazy shit. Right? And I think he started that colony or whatever it was at Fort Boonesboro with like 30 dudes. Just started with 30 dudes. They hiked. But he did some shit when he escaped from the Apaches in order to warn the fort that they were going to be attacked with like 400 Apaches. Well, they weren't Apaches. I forgot who they were. But, dude, he had to cover 150 miles in like a short amount of time. It was like 4 days or something. It was like back-to-back marathons, barefoot. I mean, what the fuck? These people are nuts, dude.
Well, I guess back then when you just walked or rode a horse, that was like an easy day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what you had to do, man. So it was like, I was learning some shit like, fuck, I ain't nothing, man. I don't know if I could have survived back then, man.
Well, I'm glad that we're finally into 2022. You know, I know you and I have kid, you know, hopefully it's not going to be we're running out of relatives. You know, we keep saying it's big brother, it's uncle. I don't even know what to say anymore, but you know, I have been a little disappointed because like we've talked about, predicted, the anti good vibes, the media, they're already, you know, starting up again. I was just looking at the news today. And again, it's, It's the boogeyman. Yeah, the boogeyman COVID. And then, I guarantee you all they're going to talk about for the next week is the insurrection. This is crazy. We're near civil war. Come on. It's like, dude.
Bunch of clowns at trespass. Get over it.
Yeah. Honestly, get over it. Get past it. That's kind of the message and mantra this year. It's like, guys, we got to move on with life. Enough of this shit.
I know.
In general. Dude,
I think most people are too. I really believe that most Americans are like, all right, you guys are all idiots. I don't know. You know, I know we have some guests coming up that I'm excited about, and I want to talk to them about some of the stuff that they see, some of the stuff they're going to do. I don't want to tip it off too much with any specifics, but yeah, I definitely hope that there will be some things that kind of, most of us are tired of this, and I hope we get some people on both sides that are like, hey, enough with this shit. Let's move on. Like, we're done playing COVID. It is what it is. It's going to do whatever, but we have to get on with our daily lives. And so... I am dangerously optimistic about 2022. I think people are, this game into a third year now.
Yeah, enough.
I think people are run down and they're like, yeah, I'm just going to do my thing, man. The government's stupid, you know?
Well, especially like every marker that they bet their money on, you know, saying you got to do this, you got to do this, got to do this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
After 2 years, it's all coming back as hogwash, which we know. I think the funniest thing is, you know, those bloody COVID tests, you know, it's basically they've admitted that they're really not working. They're not accurate.
No.
Okay, yeah. So what are you going to do? Put out a new one that's hypersensitive? Then everyone has COVID now?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone?
Any slight elevation in body temperature.
Come on.
Oh, there's a new book I found out about. I'm gonna read on my 2022 list.
Ooh.
I know I took a screenshot of it. It's The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Is it a coloring book?
No, it's written by a Kennedy. So I'm sure it's pretty detailed.
Oh, I've heard about that. That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., The Real Anthony Fauci. So I just purchased that one. Also currently listening to Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey and another book called Unfuck Yourself, which was recommended by a friend.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't understand why. I'm like, I got my shit together. We talk about unfuck myself.
It's meant for you to learn it and then talk to that friend it was meant for. Just like the penis pump. It's actually not for you.
On the cover of the book, it says this was specifically written for Clark Impostato. Yes, you. The fat guy with a big nose, you. Oh, I'm like, geez. Okay. Well, all right then. Great.
There you go.
They wrote a book for Clark. Thanks.
Well, at least you're lucky you have a directions or manual on how to unfuck yourself.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool. So between those three books, between Kennedy Jr. and McConaughey and
I dig
The Scottish dude that wrote a book about unfuck yourself. I think I'm going in the right direction 2022. As long as I survive this bronchitis, man. I was kind of hoping it was COVID, man.
You know what? I was, you know, a little selfish. I wanted to interview, you know, what was it like to have the COVID and
stuff
like
that. I know.
So,
yeah.
But, dude, you know, I'm glad you're feeling healthy. Glad you're better. You know,
better.
It
better,
seems like anyone who has a cold, a flu, you know, foot, nose, and mouth or whatever, God knows. You have COVID, right? So it's crazy. This is also hilarious, too. And the irony, you know, so the magic pill's coming, right? Where you don't have to get the booster shots. It's a pill.
Yeah.
But did you read on everything it interacts with? It's basically every drug any American's taking, anything from high cholesterol to, you know, anxiety or depression. Basically, the pills that a majority of Americans on, it has serious interactions. Who the fuck could take this?
Yeah. Yeah, what side effects, interactions, like, oh my God, dude.
No.
I'm a big fan at this point of just letting nature take its course, dude.
Amen. Well, they, you know, again, the
Pound
countries
some vitamin
that have
C and put on your seatbelt.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the mission here is you know, this coming year we do have a lot of great guests as you mentioned, and it's really hearing what their battle plan is for the year to basically get past this. How are we going to make this nation really great again? And I think that's the good vibes. And I don't think that's not just with our nation. It's with our brothers and sisters
worldwide,
overseas.
Yeah.
We gotta get past the shit has been created the past 2 years through economic, social, political, and all with the fear of this one fucking virus. We got to move on and we got to take things in our own hand as people and say enough, honestly.
Yeah. Well, you do it through good vibes, man. It's just as contagious as fear. is positivity, vibes, picking your spirits up, and then your family spirits are picked up, your community spirits are picked up, and so on and so forth. And if we're going to take it back, it starts with within, you know. Well, you got to become positive and productive and figure shit out and push past all these little barriers that they've tried to put around us to kind of corral us in one direction, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can't, it still shows out how our country is so, you know, the spectrum of what's going on. You know, there are some people in the Northeast that, you know, again, it's on lockdown and you can't come into this place. So you can't do this. The National Guard setting up tents. And then if you're like in Texas or like a Florida, or it's like, hey, man, come out. I don't care if there's 10,000 people at this party. Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's going to come down to people's choices. Like, how do you want to live? You know, do you want to live with these restrictions and believe that somehow you're safer? Or do you want to just go about your life and, like, any day in life, if it's your day, it's your day. If not, you know, make it a good day.
It's that's right.
As soon as you step outside the door, there's some assumed risk.
Yeah.
That's just life. And it doesn't matter if it's a virus, car accident, shark attack, clowns, whatever can get you. As soon as you step outside your door, the real world's right there. And I would rather live free and die than to just live in fear for eternity. I don't know why people
I think that's a mindset too, because a lot of people forget to, they either, you know, are constantly depressed or thinking about, well, fuck, man, I really fucked up yesterday and focus on yesterday. Or they're so worried about, hey, 2 weeks from now, what if I get COVID? Or 2 weeks from now, that clown comes out of the gutter and you know, gives me a reach around. Or,
damn Pennywise. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you know where I learned that, though, was Israel. And I know I've mentioned it many times, but when I first lived in Jerusalem, of course, shit's blowing up. You're worried about everything. You're paranoid. Mm-hmm. And then I looked around and I looked at little kids, women and children, older men, people my age, basically everybody were going about their day.
You focus.
And I thought, holy shit, here these people are just regular people for the most part. You know what I mean? There's a military component to their society, but I mean, there's the elderly, there's children, whatever. And I said, they really go about their day. And as soon as I went about my day, instead of thinking about buses blowing up, guess what? I started noticing hippie shit like clouds and blue skies and birds chirping and just whatever. It wasn't the guys with Uzis on dirt bikes going by me that I focused on. It was normal everyday things like, oh, there's a bush with pretty flowers. And I tell you what, it sounds silly, but man, did that shift my mental state. And I was able to get out of that red zone, which you can only live in it for so long before you just have a heart attack from fucking stroke or some shit.
Well, yeah. And that's,
as Americans, we got to do that.
No,
worldwide, we got to do that. Look at how the Israelis live under constant threat in other societies. I just never lived in those societies, per se. Even in Iraq and Afghanistan, I was in these little compounds that were protected. But in Israel, yo, I was out in an apartment with the rest of them cats. And I tell you what, it makes me look at this situation in America like, you guys are kindergartners, man. I mean, they got terrorists launching missiles, shit blowing up. Here we have a virus that kills less than 1% of its fucking victims. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, it is. It's a fact of life. So you can hide in fear and look like a clown running around, or you can just step outside, take a breath. And I hope that's what everyone is going to do into 2022. That's the whole point of that rant.
Well said.
Live like the Israelis, man. You know, they're very festive, happy people, always celebrating bar mitzvahs and shit. Why? Well, you don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I think that is some really good advice for 2022 is to live for today. I mean, the one thing, it's kind of, you know, full disclosure, you know, yesterday my grandma died. I told you that. So it's a weird way to start the new year. But, you know, when things like that happen, when you lose someone, it really has you focus on mortality and time, you know, and we, you know, that's the one common denominator is our time here. And I kind of hate, I hate what these governments have done the past couple of years because they made everyone focus on fear and we can't get that time back. So we have an obligation as society.
Take our lives back. Yeah,
exactly. More smiles, more laughter, more parties, more whatever. And, you know,
go out to the parks, walk around. Yeah. All that stuff or whatever it is you like to do.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Do it, honestly. Well, you know what? I think it's a little bit of a failure of intelligence. I'm going to share something here. Just a thought. I watched a lot of movies too. As you know, during the Christmas holiday, they play all the classics. They play Hard and Elf and Scrooged and, you know,
Full
all
Metal
the
Jacket.
80s. But you know what? One movie snuck in there, and I give credit. I don't know if it was AMC, TNT, or whatever the fuck it was, but it made me think Gremlins. Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
It is.
Okay, but wait a second. I saw the intelligence.
Instead of Gremlins, we have Democrats.
How does the movie start? Dude goes in to a Chinese shop to buy this thing.
Yeah, that's true.
The Chinese gave us Gremlins. So this wasn't the first time. How did we not see this coming? This is round two of the Gremlins.
We got little Corona Gremlins.
We have Corona Gremlins. You know what? I've watched that movie 100 different times. I never put it together. I was like, holy shit. That Chinese dude just started the fucking local gremlin plague.
Holy shit. The 80s were trying to warn us, man. Don't do business with China.
Dude, you got Red Dawn. You got gremlins. All the warnings. All the signs were there.
Yeah, our one listener in China. We're talking to you, bro.
That's the one guy who's at the, you know, the board listening and reporting everything. We're like,
good vibes, talking shit about CCCP.
I think I said it again.
CCP, right? CCCP was the Russians. I don't know, whatever.
These guys can't even fucking say her thing right.
They don't even know who the enemy is. They're still drunk from New Year's.
It went from like, don't feed them after midnight, don't put water on them, to like, you know, don't go outside, wear a mask, and, you know.
God.
Right?
Yeah, that's
scary.
True. Good,
right?
good analogy.
Oh, it's like I jumped out of the couch and I almost spilled my bourbon recognizing that.
Chinese did it again.
I was like, fuck, China. God.
Little invisible microscopic gremlins everywhere.
Ooh. I love it.
God. Well, I'm trying to think, man, the movie that, because we watched a lot of movies, man, since I was down and out, not very mobile. A lot of naps too. Holy shit.
Yeah,
I hit the horizontal. And I was pounding because I did a round of antibiotics and it came back. And then so I just crushed Mucinex, the cough syrup, daytime, nighttime.
Oh,
and even that stuff makes you feel weird, kind of like you're in this little medicine-y bubble. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. And then I'm trying to think of a movie that really stood out. I watched way too much Ancient Aliens. Everything's a fucking alien. I get
everything's
it. The
an
fucking
alien.
Alligators in the Amazon are fucking aliens. Oh, they were saying octopuses are alien. I'm like, all right, I've had enough of these dudes.
Yeah. Or they say the jellyfish are. I remember that episode. Yeah.
Well, I started watching it because I ran out of like shows to watch because I watched everything else I was interested in. So I thought, let me see what these idiots have to say. But there is some historical stuff they talk about that I enjoy.
Yeah, you can't argue
the history of stuff. No, yeah. And it's like, I don't know how they move them stones. You know what I mean? Okay, you know what? I don't know. I mean, maybe it was Superman. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
right?
And then it gets fucking weird. So I have to turn away from that before I put on my tinfoil hat. And so I start watching other stuff.
But, before you join Space Force?
Yeah, I'm going to be recruited, man.
You're
this guy's
totally
crazy enough.
For Space
this dude's crazy enough. He'd be the poster child for Space Force. This little knit cap would be aluminum foil quick.
Well, I hear they're recruiting special forces for Space Force at Star Trek conventions.
Oh, God. Are there any spec ops guys at Star Trek conventions? Maybe hitting on some hot nerds.
No, that's
going
to be the future of Space Force's special operations.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're not recruiting the lacrosse or the swim polo dude.
Like no,
this
you want
team.
Like the Spock impersonators.
You need
yeah,
the Spock
true.
Dude. Yes.
That's true. Good call on that one. Damn. Fine. Oh, we also we lost a potential future guest. Dick Marcinko died.
I know.
Right on Christmas, man.
And we've been talking about it for months.
I know.
And it just, again, it gets back to what we're saying is...
we just time. You just never get around to it. We know people that know people, and we were going to, you know, reach out. And
that's a bummer.
God, the one time I got to talk to him, I was drunk in Puerto Rico. I don't even know what I said. Sorry, Demo, but I'm sure you knew I was one of yours.
Oh, well, if anyone would appreciate pirate moments and pirate talk, I mean...
I'm pretty sure it had something to do with you created me. I read your fucking book. Hey, look at me now. I hope you're proud.
Well, my favorite thing with him is and how he made it mandatory for his team guys to drink. If you didn't drink, you're out. Yeah. You know, I like that old school approach.
Pretty much the pirate creed back in the day.
Yeah. If you want to be one of the boys, you're going to play like one of the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, nowadays, holy shit, you could probably... I don't even know what treason if they made you drink.
Well, I know from buddies that are still in one alcohol related incident, you're gone. One bar fight, one DUI, one domestic, one, and you're gone. Pull your bird by.
They do realize it's one, the Navy, and two, the teams, right?
I don't know, man. It's, well, they just got rid of those. Today's military.
You saw in how they pulled those two those high ranking. What were they? The two high ranking Navy guys.
I saw a little thing.
They didn't give any reason though. Yeah. I'd be curious to hear. They probably won't release it.
No, I think I got one friend that's still active duty that I know of. He's a command MASH chief.
Get some intel on that. Why did they all of a sudden said these guys aren't fit to lead?
Dude, last time I talked to him, he was a chief, and he said, "Man, you're not missing nothing." And this was years ago. Yeah, he said you're better off a cop. And I'm like, oh, God, really? Yeah,
you know what sucks about this statement? I mean, it's just sad because, again, at the end of the day, this is our defense.
Well, I know. That's the problem, man.
You know, we want guys that are barrel-chested and want to go shoot things up and not pirates. Play tickle butt and what should I call you? Her, him, she, what is
You want
I?
Pirates, not Boy Scouts. Well, when they neutered the SEAL ethos to gender neutral pronouns or whatever, I'm like, dude, come on. First of all, to this day, it's still an all male force. Leave it the way it is. I think the ethos is kind of stupid anyway. Just long live the brotherhood says enough. But anyway, I digress.
You know what? No, you're right, Clark.
It says a lot, you know.
2022. Let's get back to bait. Let's go old school again. Like some of this stuff we've gotten so out of whack and
let's
so
get,
misaligned.
Let's get back to appreciating each other for our differences instead of trying to merge all of us into this one thing.
Android.
That is going to be just this genderless, colorless blob of no flavor. Basically a scoop of fucking vanilla, but you can't say that because vanilla is white. So it'll be like a mocha vanilla swirl banana split thing. I don't know what, but I like the days of when we had all these different flavors and we all made fun of each other.
Yes.
And we had a good time. We just, there's so much that came from that we grew up with that we need to get back to. I just don't like this all trying to mush us into one little box. Like, no, dude, I'm happy in my box and I'm going to make fun of your box and your box. I love and respect you, but I'm going to make fun of you.
Yeah, it's all in good fun. We need to bring Archie Bunker back.
Dude, he should be president.
He should Archie for president. Dude. That's a great shirt.
Dude. Oh, fuck. Dude. It's our first shirt of 2022.
Archie for president. Edith.
Oh, my God.
But what, Archie?
Oh, yeah. I remember watching that show. Oh, yeah. The lady that babysat me watched that show. Yeah. So as a kid, I remember watching that. Like, wow.
It was always on during the day. So if you stayed home sick, you know, you were watching, you know.
After school.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'd go to Donna's house and sit on the carpet with like five other rugrats and watch Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Well, that's why we turned out somewhat normal.
Yeah. Right. I think we did.
I mean, I don't even know what show. There's no show that is equivalent to that these days. You wouldn't get past the first 30 seconds. They'd pull the plug.
Dave Chappelle's as edgy as we get, and he's even catching
in trouble. Yeah.
I don't know. Black comedian. I'm like, dude, that dude can't talk shit. Jeez, man. Our society's in trouble, man. Comedians are always on the front lines of pushing limits and keeping shit real.
Yep.
And I hope in 2022, Bill Burr and Chappelle and all these people just push the limits and bring us back to making fun of each other again.
I'm
make America fun again. How about that for a slogan?
Yes.
That's our shirt we're making for 2022. Make America fun again.
Yes, exactly. I'm asking George Carlin to come haunt someone's body and put that kind of comedy
out. Dude, George Carlin, possess me, dude. I'll get on the microphone and talk shit for you, bro.
He was always
so spot
on. Can you
imagine having a seance and he possesses me and I get on stage?
Holy
shit.
That
dude.
Well, can you imagine?
He was so ahead of his time. Oh, dude. If he was still around, he would be talking some mad shit. He was talking shit 20, 30 years ago that's relevant today. He was so far ahead of his time. I just thought he was a crazy old dude that could just keep going, you know, but little did I know he was a fucking future fortune teller, dude.
Yeah. Or like a medium of some, I don't know, predict the future type of fucking
dude. A sip of coffee for George Carlin. Shout out to George Carlin.
You know, toast to Georgie boy. You know, this bourbon's going down really nicely, by the way, at noon on a Sunday.
All right.
Don't judge.
Yeah, man.
It's still the holiday till tomorrow. technically. You know, we all got to go back to work, so.
No, I'm dreading that.
Fuck. No, but we do, you know, also, too, we thanks again to the Vibe Tribe. Tons of great emails constantly. Keep on please sending them in the new year. Also, your comments on both YouTube and IG are hilarious. They always make us chuckle. So we really do appreciate it. And keep it going, guys. You know, we do it for you.
We love it. Oh, hey, a couple things too, man. I wanted to show you some of the presents I got.
Ooh, oh,
I got my ultimate wish for Christmas.
Lightsaber.
Got, oh no, almost as good. Oh. Got a Lamborghini, bro.
Yeah.
Right here, baby.
Oh,
look at that. My daughter bought me a Lamborghini. Flag.
That's beautiful. I know.
Someday when the Good Vibe Studio's kicking.
I like that.
That's going to be a real thing someday.
Clark has a Lambo. It's official.
I finally got a Lambo and also a 2022 Metallica calendar. Whee!
Oh, dude, you know what bummed me out? We missed their live concerts.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, you too, you bastard.
Oh, I saw them. Yeah.
You did?
The first one was good. The second one was all their new stuff and I fell asleep. I mean, when you make music, there needs to be conflict. You got to be young on drugs or drunk or angry or poor or something.
At the world.
It comes from conflict. When you're a millionaire, when Hetfield's been worth $300 million for a couple decades, what are you angry about, bro? Yeah. You're just making up anger.
The bank was closed.
My Raptor ran out of gas.
Right.
Then my other fucking 500 cars in the garage. We're out of gas.
And the sushi was not fresh.
Yeah, I'm like, no, bro. I like young Hetfield on coke and alcohol. It was just fucking screaming about fucking seek and destroy. I'm like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Their patriotic stuff back in the day was so awesome.
How they
know?
Tapped into that, I don't even know. There's something about that, yeah.
They'd probably go to jail now if they start singing those songs live again.
I know.
You know?
God, it's like watching the sunset, when you see guys like that play, you realize like that era will never be back. I mean, just not the way it was. 80s rock bands, man, were just like late 70s, 80s, and then it kind of 90s got into the grungy shit. I was never into that.
They tried.
Just not into heroin and body odor, you know?
Right. But like, again, they try to repeat that era or maybe try to repeat a little bit of the early 90s rock. You know, for example, like the Killers came out and everyone's like, oh, it's rock reborn. No.
It's never as good as like that wave that hits. That's just it.
Yeah.
And then those guys that survive and keep playing it, it's nice to see. But like I said, it's kind of like watching the sun set. You're like, damn,
that
was a good era.
Some things are like evergreen, right? So like country music's always been evergreen. But I compare that genre of rock we're talking about to basically Motown. Motown had its day, and during the day,
oh, for sure,
it's amazing. And no one could ever repeat Motown. Yeah, just like on how people will not be able to repeat the days of that type of rock. They can't.
Or Michael Jackson in his prime. You know, I mean, kind of a spawn from the Motown era, but what he did for pop culture around the world, like there's just no. Like that moment, whether it's Motown, Jackson, rock and roll. I don't know what the moment is now. It's just a fucking TikTok bimbos. I mean, what moment are we in?
All the songs are like, should I be a boy? Shall I be a girl?
We're supposed to be in flying cars, and right now we're debating pronouns. Like, where's the flying cars? I mean, the Jetsons are full of shit.
Speaking of that, there is a new vehicle called the Jetson. It's a giant, what the fuck are they called? Drones. $95,000. Flies 60 miles per hour, but only has a 20-minute battery. But that's kind of cool if you think about it.
Fuck, man, you run out of battery midair. It's about like
well, that's what they said. It's easy to drive and things like that. But that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, sweet. So
20
to get
minutes.
To, you know, I don't know where you're gonna go to. I can't fly from like Austin to where. It's
and I'm gonna hit power lines like as soon as I get off the ground, dude. I'm shit.
I would fuck with kids that dress it up like a Santa's sleigh and say, hey man, I'm summering here.
When they perfect it, the Good Vibe Studio will have a drone.
Oh fuck,
we're never allowed to fly it though.
Can you imagine how much
gotta hire a pilot?
We will get in with just the banners we could drag behind that fucker.
I think the first banner would be Let's Go Brandon. I'm just a guess.
Oh, that's a given.
Just keep buzzing the White House. From the appropriate distance, not within restricted airspace. But just throwing that out there.
Speaking of that, I want to toast the father who on that Christmas call said, "Let's go,
dude,
Brandon."
Holy shit! How did that even happen?
Let's get him on.
How does that happen? That dude is on
because
a,
they
because
the
random...
it was talking to the kids. It was the president calling the kids, and he was the father on the call, and he snuck. I think it's.
Dude,
it's fucking...
I thought that was one of those like Photoshop things or something. I'm like, that's legit. How does that happen?
No, I think it. But the funny thing is, the guy's still out to lunch. He didn't even know he was being made fun of.
He agreed. He said, "Yeah, oh, I agree. Let's go, Brandon." You know, that one of my resolutions in 2022 is stop hating on Biden. It's just too easy.
Well,
I'm gonna pick a new target.
All right. Well, we'll see how long that lasts,
dude.
Yeah. Well,
I don't feel bad. Like, I'm not gonna post anymore. Even my daughter's like, stop picking on Joe Biden. I'm like, you don't even know who he is. He's the old guy. It's always all over your Instagram. Well, yeah, he's the president.
Dude, I have anger. I have anger issues. Every time I go to the gas pump, I'm the crazy guy yelling. I go, fuck this guy. Do you see the price to fill up here? Let's go, Brandon. I'm talking to myself out loud while filling up the truck. You know?
It is true, yeah.
But I have rage issues when it costs, you know. I mean, you drive a truck, I drive a truck. I mean,
every day it hits you in the wallet hard, man. It's double.
Oh, yeah. It's gone up. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's funny because before the new year, you know, I'm here visiting family and I was below $3, just barely, like 2.8, let's just say 2.8, 6.9. The minute New Year's hit, 3.12.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Oh,
that's
so
weird
how
that happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, because they know everyone's driving back.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's just, you know, there's the real problem. OPEC. We, you know, remember how you said we made the wish for Santa, you know, Hillary Clinton get COVID?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of need to put that out there for OPEC.
OPEC. Wow. It's a big net. It's a big drag net.
It is. But I feel like they cause a lot of the shit issues here. So,
well, for sure.
Oh, well, what can you do? But any other resolutions?
Fuck, man. And I've been just trying to breathe the last 2 weeks.
I hear you.
I haven't really had thoughts of too many resolutions to get back in the gym, you know, all that other stuff. It's been
eventually.
been a rough break. Yeah.
I got to tell you from Santa, excuse me. good Lord. I did get the G-code holster. So
oh,
Santa,
nice.
I'm real excited to go.
Very
back home
cool.
And throw this 365 in there and see how that works.
Nice.
Also, gonna be rucking a lot. Got to go ruck coming.
Nice, good.
So,
congrats!
I'm watching the tracking. It's coming Wednesday. So,
nice.
I'm stoked to do that. I'm excited, man. You've talked a lot of shit about it, so and it's helped
fun.
You a lot.
Yeah.
So.
No, I love it, man. With just weight loss and strength and endurance and cardio and all that, man, you'll love it. It's a kick in the butt, man.
I'm excited,
Every time I do it, when I finish my little 2-miler, I think, how did I used to do those 12-milers, man? Fuck.
Good Lord.
I wouldn't even be like starting it. I think it was 55 pounds, and then we had to have water. So it was 55 pounds dead weight. Then you had to carry whatever water you wanted to carry. And I think there was a minimum like 2 quarts or 4 quarts, or there was a minimum amount of water because then dudes just wouldn't carry water. And then your weapon, you know, a 7-pound rubber rifle. And then you had 3 hours. So it was 6 out and 6 back. And I remember 19th group was just outside of Denver in Watkins, Colorado. And the first time I did a 12-miler with them, it was just a blizzard of a snowstorm.
Oh.
And I'm like, these dudes ain't going to really do this at Green Beret. Is that crazy? It's snowing out. You know what SEALs would be doing right now? We'd be in hot tubs with Coronas going, fuck that. We'll just watch the forecast, dudes. What are you doing? You know, it's always tomorrow. Nope, not these guys. Holy fuck, man. Sure shit, we did it. And I can't remember. I want to say there was like 30 of us. 7 of us finished. And I was number 3 into the last 100 yards. And this fucker sprinted right past me. And I got 4th place. I was like, you motherfucker. I saw him picking me off too, man. As we're getting towards the finish line of this. He was younger than me. I was 30 when I was getting ready for this shit. All these fuckers are like, you know, 22 years old. And oh, God. Anyway. Every time I do 2 miles now, I think back to those days like, what the fuck, man? That was just miserable.
It's amazing when you're younger and you're full of that piss and vinegar, right?
What yeah, I could do 2 miles is all you get. And it's not within time. It would take me like 12 hours to do. I'm lucky if I could do 1 mile an hour, man.
And what's the weight now in the ruck?
35 pounds. It's a 30-pound weight. 30-pound weight plus the weight of the backpack, and then I put some towels in it to kind of puff it out so it looks like a backpack, not a flat tire on my back.
Oh, that's a good tip. It's
35 pounds. Good tip. Yeah, because it looked weird. I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you put
towels in it?
The Camelback in there?
Mm-mm. No, I carry a little Nalgene bottle.
Yeah, nice.
And hydrate. So, yeah, it's not bad. It takes me, I say, on average, between 24 and 27 minutes to do 2 miles.
Jeez.
So that's just cruising, just doing my thing.
I think that's awesome, man.
But there's a trail behind my house. It takes me a little longer because it's got terrain and it's kind of nice. You look around a little bit. But if I do it on the hard top on the main road here, it's a little quicker.
Yeah.
So it depends.
But shit on your knees.
It is.
It is, man.
It is. And then you got to watch yourself. You eat shit with that ruck, it's going to hurt. But it's not too crazy a terrain. But I'll take my dog out back. But yeah, I highly recommend anyone. That ruck stuff from GoRuck is amazing. You know, I'm glad it's not cheap. You know, I spent a couple $100 for the setup, but it's paid its, you know, self and worth just with weight loss and exercise and cardio. And
it's a good camping backpack too. I mean, that's a legit backpack.
It's a legit backpack too. Yeah.
You can travel with it. So you get a lot of use out of it instead of it just being a gym toy, you know?
And they have a lot of options too. You know, the one I got was just a little small trainer dude. They make all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You get crazy with it. So,
and now they're selling the armor plate for them, too, if you want to have a little more protection for your everyday carry setup.
That's right. Yeah. Hey,
ruck in the morning, warrior by the afternoon. I dig it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, again, I think, you know, I know you and I have talked about it. We're going to be more conscientious on how to bring in more of the good vibes. You know, we could only pray that this year, you know, keep the boogeyman a little under lock and key. And if they don't, we're going to do our best to bring some humor to it and maybe some perspective, and especially the guests this year. I think the guests are going to, you know, hopefully be a ray of sunshine and make us all laugh. So, and if not, we'll learn a little bit something and cheer them on.
That's right. We'll make it happen either way, man.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have some people back that have been on, because again, a lot has changed for them in a year. Different paths have come about, different missions. Mm-hmm. You know, that align with what we believe in. So we got to give them the platform to come on and talk to the tribe and spread the word. So we're real excited about what some people are doing out there. And then hopefully, again, the emails, please keep sending the emails. We live for those.
Yeah, absolutely. The emails are great. And we got plans every year to keep expanding and doing our thing. And so we have some tricks up our sleeve for 2022 to get a little bit sillier and keep everyone laughing. So stand by for those changes. We're putting our two brain cells together and going to make some fun stuff happen.
It's two brain cells. That's it.
That's why it takes a whole year. Like, shit.
That's what makes us dangerous. Just because one alone wouldn't be enough, but the two together.
Two brain cells rubbing together. Not in that way. More of like a deployed way.
Two lonely
guys in a foxhole. Hey, let's rub our brain cells together.
A comment recently, be like, you know, I really liked the progress of the podcast. It was a bunch of slapstick masturbation talk, but now, you know, the content's really serious. I was like, I appreciate the compliment.
We're evolving.
We are, but I have bad news. There's still going to be a lot of masturbation stories from Clark. Okay,
it's true. It's right. Yeah. Now that I'm off the couch and breathing again, I got to get back to my fucking skill sets. You know,
how many minutes were spent on the computer? I mean, you're sick. Yeah. I mean, come on.
On the computer, dude. I didn't do anything but watch TV.
Really?
Get off the couch.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Anytime I got up, I'd break into a coughing fit. That's horrible.
Shit, you were down. I know that for a fact, because every time I talk to you, you sound like fucking horse shit.
Oh, this is the best I felt. Yesterday was the first kind of breath of fresh air where I could move around a little bit and do some things. And I was like, fuck, man. I had to get off that couch. Like that episode of Family Guy where Peter grows into the couch. That was starting to happen. I'm like, hey, get off this fucking thing.
You start getting those random sores like on your body. Like, how the fuck do I get sore in this area of my body? Right?
Yeah, seriously. My lower back and hips. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, man.
It's like sitting on a plane too long. You're like, fuck. You're probably just aching to go ruck, man, once you feel a little better.
Yeah, for sure. And the weather's cleared up too. It was real rainy and drizzly. And so it's kind of perfect timing just to nuzzle up and watch all kinds of movies. And, you know, we got Disney Plus. We were talking about earlier. I was excited for the Book of Boba Fett. Not stoked about the first episode, but I'm hoping it gets better. So that's it. Oh, Cobra Kai season four came back.
Did you start it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And please tell me it's good.
It's pretty stupid, but it's just so much drama interlaced with any way possible. It's like, dude, just show the old guys fighting again. That's always fun.
Yeah, you know? Or just give me more 80s references. That's what made it so awesome.
I know. God, so damn. Yeah.
I have
some
to
wins
it.
And some losses. Yeah. Oh, you have to. You gotta watch it, you know.
Yep, you got to. And it was nice watching the bowl games and eating.
You know what I was
shit.
Bagging on? I told my daughter, I said, you know what's funny? All these black belts, their belts are like brand new. He's been black belts for 30 fucking years and their belts are still brand new. Like, well, you would think a costume designer, like, you might have a new gi for whatever reason, but most dudes' gis are trashed. Your belt, you don't change your belt. Like, whatever belt you're given, that's your fucking belt. And obviously, when you get a black belt, like, you're a black belt for fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
A real black belt's black belt that's been a black belt for 30 years is trashed. It's almost a white belt again because it's just so tattered and worn. And I'm like, look, this, it's the same thing with like shooting scenes. And I'm like, see his fucking fingers on the trigger. That's bullshit. My daughter's like, Dad, I can't, can we watch anything without you pointing stuff out? I'm like, I just want you to know the difference. That's all I'm saying. Well, I'm probably not the guy to watch movies with.
Maybe Baldwin could have learned a thing or two from you.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, had to sneak in the first Baldwin joke of 2022.
First, yeah. Shit, yeah, good one.
To be continued, because that story is not done. Nope.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad he messed up, where is it, New Mexico? Because he's out of the grasp of, like, the corrupt Beverly Hills Police Department that's paid off by, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually a real police department investigating this
shit. Yeah, they don't give a shit about his fame or fortune.
It's like whatever sheriff's office or whoever's doing it, probably state, I don't know. But it's real America, not this little bubble. We're fucking, who knows what happens with these celebrities and, oh, you know what I mean? Not saying all Beverly Hills PD people are corrupt, but there's obviously a connection between Hollywood and the shit they get away with.
Oh, God, yeah.
The drugs and the scandals and the money and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad it happened in a real spot because.
Well, last I heard, they have his phone, so it'll be interesting.
dude.
Well, knowing that, he probably texts me like, I just shot someone, you know?
Yeah.
You're fucked if you said that, buddy.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how this one pans out, man. It's I will say that the courts as of late have been kind of a flicker of hope that there's still a section of our society that functions. And so this might be another example of the courts doing the right thing.
Yes. And then also, we're going to be watching really hardcore this year, and we're excited because we do have our 2022 elections. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of amazing people and issues that have to be addressed and hopefully change could come about.
Our advice is do the right thing. Vote for people you truly believe in. Don't just vote along party lines. We got to get past that as the people.
Yes.
We got to vote for people
are competent
that really want to bring this country together and do the right thing. We got to stop just voting that way just because, you know.
Here's what I want to vote for, and here's what I challenge the rest of the people to vote for, and I don't care where the fuck you live in this world, is let's put people in there that want to be there to serve and not become career politicians. You're there, mm-hmm. and then get the fuck out. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if you're there to figure out how to extend your stay and be a Pelosi, be a Schumer, be
it's
whoever.
All about re-elections, As soon as they're elected, they're already focused on the next re-election.
Keep in mind, our founding fathers, these were farmers, and they came and they did their civic duty, and then they went home. And mm-hmm. we got to get back to that term limits.
And age limits. 65,
age
bye.
Limits, term limits.
Oh. 65, bye.
Yeah, honestly. Good gosh. I mean.
That's what all Americans should agree on, is term limits and age cap this shit. Let's just start there and see what happens. Let it kind of sift its way through.
The sad thing, too, the age thing should have never been an issue if there was term limits, because it was never designed to have, you know, 70, 80-year-olds office. So it's just, again,
dude, I barely have the energy to be a safety guy, let alone a policymaker, and I'm fucking late 40s. Why are these fuckers in the 80s doing this?
Yep, and I'm telling you, I'm watching
all these pills propping them up, man. They're crazy on pills.
They are. I'm watching everyone who ran the last election. I'm going to watch the people that run this election, their platforms. And if you truly want to do good, you'll do good. And you'll learn not to fall into the fraternity there and figure out how to protect your ass and how to make it your job and cushy this and cushy retire. Fuck that, man, because that's my concern. Anyone, you're either going to fight for good or you know that, oh, shit, this is the best place you could be in the universe right now. A senator or congressman, you got bullshit, get paid for it, and retire like a kink.
Yeah. Well, the best way to get rid of the old guard is to get the new guard in there, man. You just got to get...
If they don't get
younger,
poisoned.
Passionate people that really care about this country,
yeah,
and that will accept that, hey, I'm here for a short period of time and I'm going to rock and roll. I'm actually going to work, because if you know you're only there, let's say you're only there for 8, 10 years, whatever, 12 years, whatever, you know, you have to work to get some shit done. And if you know you're going to be here for the next 40, 50 years, well, why the fuck should you show up to work? You can kind of piddle around, do a little press conference, make one appearance, not do this, do this.
But that's where the power comes in too. If you're there that long,
and
you know, you got your arms and everything, and that's what's made it a tough thing.
And they're all bought and paid for too by bigger corporations.
So you can't buy and pay people that have limits, you know. And I've heard the counter argument to this: oh, why you can't have term limits? Blah 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 blah. Well, in the first place,
it's better than what we got now.
Yeah. Well, lobbyists shouldn't be writing the bills anyways. So guess what? Sorry, lobbyists, if that's going to mess up your game.
Yeah, yeah, the way it's supposed to work is that they do what we, the people, want them to do. Our representatives, not
there's the lobbyists. A novel idea.
I know, right? That's how simple our forefathers thought, but they didn't realize all these fucking, you know, millionaires and billionaires and gross.
I mean, for them, just they turn over in their grave knowing that they're not even writing bills these days. It's everyone with deep pockets, you know.
Well, that's why I was watching the History Channel this morning about the men that built America, the frontiersmen. Mm-hmm. And they had a whole section about Valley Forge and all that shit. I'm like, dude, everybody was a hard ass back then. Like, there were no pussies, man. There was no...
Couldn't be. You'd die.
Fucking, yeah. Right. They ain't no one wearing masks and shit, you know?
No masks.
Fucking hunting and fighting Indians and killing deer and fighting British. And I mean, it was just like, even the President of the United States was a baller, you know what I mean? Like, everyone had to pull their weight. Like, it was just even...
Dude, look at Roosevelt. Teddy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Teddy Roosevelt was a badass.
Yeah. You know? All of the early people were, or you just didn't exist. You know, there was
no,
you know, social nets to catch everyone. It was nature at its finest. Keep up or bye. You know, this is a tough place. You can go back to Paris or something, you know.
I'm seeing kids there these days crying because they have thumb cramps from playing on the phone so much. So...
My thumb is sprained.
What
the fuck out of here?
Yeah, exactly. It's time to change, man.
Well, the cycle will. What do they say? You know, tough times make tough men. Tough men, you know, that whole thing. So it's a little cycle that's going. And,
well, there is something going on that I did read, and you can kind of see it. It's, again, it gets back to what we've talked about: the danger of social media and all this kind of shit. Is TikTok is now causing Tourette's. In girls during a certain age. And again, they didn't get to why. I mean, I could theorize by, you know, the way TikTok works, you're constantly scrolling fast, the imaging and the flicking and things like this. But it's starting to cause they can't explain why, but they know it's happening. And again, it's another gremlin from the Chinese. They own TikTok.
Dude, I've even noticed my daughter's developing a stutter, and I called her on it the other day.
Really?
Yeah, well, I think it's the same thing. They try to process so much information so quickly.
Dude, you got to go read the article, because that, all jokes aside, that was kind of like a
Well, because
like
they can't focus on anything. It just do. And they have probably 4 or 5 social media apps open, scroll, left, right, up, down, up, down. We're watched on her phone before. Oh, dude, that's why months ago, I just took her phone away just for an indefinite amount of time, and then I slowly gave it back to her. But to this day, I limit social media to a very small portion at night, because she connects to people back home with it, but I limit it severely because I got dizzy watching this shit.
Well, there's interrogation methods with strobe light, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that thing is? That's constantly, you're scrolling that fast and videos are flicking. That's why, seriously, there is a correlation.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's scary. I think that's absolutely scary, all this stuff. So in 2022, if you're on it, I say you try to reduce your time by 20%, make it a goal. And if you have kids, dude, put on the steel toe boot. Put on the steel toe boot and put it up an ass. Yep.
Hey, my buddy posted something that I liked a couple days ago. Instead of "Let's go Brandon," he posts "Let's go Darwin," and I'm a big fan of that. "Let's go Darwin." I think it's time.
Smart people, then.
Well, that's what I mean. Is all these things that we're allowing our society at some point it's going to have repercussions. At some point, we're going to pay the piper, whether it's stupid kids, stupid society. Maybe
what was the movie? What was the movie?
Which one?
You know, the movie that was based on the premise of it. You remember?
Red Dawn?
No!
That's remember, my default. Yeah,
remember the monster drink? They start planting and they were giving the monster drink to water.
No, what was
it? Oh, my gosh.
Monster drink.
It was written by, what do you call it? Same guys, South Park wrote the movie. Those guys.
Oh, Trey and Matt
yeah,
Stone?
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, come on. You're good.
Monster drink. Basketball?
No, what do you call it? One of the Wilsons, is it? Not Luke Wilson, is
Owen
in it?
Wilson, Luke Wilson? It's a monster? What?
In the, what do you call it? God,
I don't know.
You
gotta tell me. It'll be my first homework assignment in 2022.
I guarantee you, people are listening to this episode, they're yelling out loud at their car right now.
You're getting dumber every year. Jesus. Hey, by the way, this is season 3 for us, is it not? Is this our first episode of season 3?
Wow. Dude,
first episode of season 3. You believe we're in season 3 of this shit?
Dude, that's kind of cool. You know, I'll take a moment and pause on that. That's pretty sweet.
Damn.
That is good. I'm proud of that. We should be proud. And again, it's because of the support of our listeners. And again, I know we ramble, we talk about all different kind of shit, but we're glad you guys enjoy it. At least someone does. So
yeah, dude, we got a lot of support out there, and I think it's because we're a breath of fresh air from the people ranting too much about one thing or another. We just kind of touch everything and then touch ourselves a little bit, you know?
Plenty of tough guy podcasts, plenty of, you know, how to get rich podcast. There's tons. I think we just keep it. We're just crazy little assholes.
We're just going to teach you how to be happy.
We are. All right. I'm going to find this movie because I'm going to tell you it's going to haunt me, and you're going to be like, oh, hell yeah. God, I'm already at 2005.
Is it Last Dragon with Vanity?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, my first Vanity reference of 2022.
Dude, I saw a picture of her recently, and she was smoking. So it's too bad, man, that she passed. That's just no bueno. This is killing me. I can't believe you don't know this.
No.
You remember, like, he goes back, he goes into the future, and society's gone to shit, and everyone's super stupid.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Futurama.
Oh, my gosh. This is...
You got to remember, I disappeared for 11 years.
I'd From 96 to 07, this,
I was gone. So if it's somewhere in that time frame, there's a lot of movies I missed. It's an older one.
This is it, oh, well. Well, you know, it's going to come to me and whenever.
Text me whenever it pops up.
It will come to me. Well, you know, I'm still going to be looking, but, you know... Oh, well, what can you do? The first time you and I could not connect on a movie.
Yeah. I can't believe that. Oh, man, I don't know. As soon as you figure it out, let me know, because I got some time today before I got to do laundry and get ready for work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the bummer thing, because we know that's coming.
It's a good thing. I could get off that couch.
Yeah. Everyone else has to, too. That sucks. Okay, this is going to kill me. I can't believe this. I mean, it's not basketball. It's not Orgasmo. It's not
Orgasmo.
Team America. Oh, yeah, that was a decent movie.
Well, Team America was good, yeah.
You know, oh my gosh. Sorry, dude. I failed.
It's all right. Shoot me a text. It's all good.
you know, there's obviously no dude's court because it's holidays. We like to keep it real.
Yeah.
Is there any relevant emails for this or
no?
Found it. Idiocracy. Yeah.
What is it called?
Idiocracy.
Oh shit! Okay, never heard of it.
You got to be kidding! You never saw that, Clark? You need to watch that this afternoon, and you're gonna crack up only because you're like, dude, these guys saw the future.
Oh, sorry. I love those guys. I'm sure they put out a good product.
Yeah.
Idiocracy?
Idiocracy.
Nice. Okay.
Idiocracy. Nice. Idiocracy. Idiocracy. What's wrong with me?
That's okay.
Fucking
it's the holidays. It's suburban.
Idiocracy. Jesus Christ.
Happens to all of us.
It does. Well, awesome, brother. Well, again, it was good jumping on. It's been a week or two. I'm glad you had some good time with the family. It sucked that you were down for the count.
It's all right.
You know,
we're back. Season three, first episode. I'm kind of pumped about that. Congratulations to you, sir. We did it.
To
three
you.
Seasons.
Exactly. You know, we can still find shit to talk about, right?
Well, the world keeps giving us topics. keeps landing in our laps. We talk all week about, oh, dude, put this down right there. Make a note of this. Oh, did you see this pop up? Oh, shit. Yep. It writes itself. Like, oh, God, we got to fuck
we're
with
kinda
this.
Thankful.
Make fun of that.
We're kind of thankful for that because... Wow.
We live in some weird times. Our shows write themselves, you know? We just respond to the chaos around us. Like, oh, that's stupid. That's cool.
That's awesome. Well, we hope everyone out there, Vibe Tribe, you know, start the year off right. Happy New Year. And let's try to do good things this year. Or at least try.
Right. This is the year we take it back. We take our lives back. We love you. Happy New Year, Vibe Tribe. Kick ass.
Absolutely. Clarky, feel better. Love you. And
thanks, brother.
Gotta start work tomorrow, bro.
I know. Ew.
You know what that means? I'm gonna go have one more bourbon.
Do it. I double dog dare you.
I'm on it. All right, brother, man. Talk to you later. All right. Bye, Travis.
See ya.